MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 6, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and stories we're looking at today. Shooting in Danvers yesterday leads to an arrest, and a woman is hospitalized. Nurses reach a contract agreement at Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport. And there's something sweet happening this weekend in Salem.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, Manchester Essex boys basketball improves to 15-0 on the season. Rick?
All righty, thank you, Bill. Cloudy, mid to upper 30s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:21 p.m. A man is in custody following a shooting in Danvers yesterday. That man barricaded himself inside a trailer on Route 1 at a Danvers trailer park. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News online today that a neighbor in the trailer park reports that the man shot his girlfriend and that they often fought. The woman who was shot was taken first to Beverly Hospital and then by helicopter to another hospital. Police could be heard talking with the shooter who was inside the trailer by bullhorn. The Northeastern Mass SWAT team responded to the scene. The man was taken into custody at around 2 p.m. During the standoff with the shooter early yesterday afternoon, traffic on Route 1 was shut down. A new contract that has been reached by Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport and their nurses. Jim Sullivan reports in the Daily News that a new 3-year deal was reached yesterday. According to the nurses' union, the new contract will provide improved wages and benefits, as well as better staffing and working conditions. Housing values in the city of Lynn increased nearly 22% in the past year. Daily Item reporter Anthony Camilleri has a story today that shows that data collected from the online brokerage company Redfin indicates that the median sale price of a home in Lynn went from $480,000 to $585,000 in the past year. North Shore Community College economics professor Moon Soo Han said that while some parts of the country housing costs have decreased, that's not the case in the greater Boston area. Last week, a meeting was held at Lynn City Hall with state and local leaders regarding the water quality at Kings Beach in Lynn and Swampscott. Chris Mancini, the executive director of Save the Bay, Save the Harbor, attended the meeting.
That's what this meeting, this was maybe the third meeting or fourth meeting we've had with this fully expanded group with all those different layers. And it's, you know, you got a lot of people in the room with a lot of different ideas and a lot of different opinions, and you've got urgency here, and like some of this stuff is like, and then you've got cautious folks who are like, well, you know, don't get too ahead of yourself. And then like, well, this has been a problem for so long. We want to keep our foot on the gas. So there's a lot of emotion, and there's a lot going on. And then the only thing I haven't mentioned is the grassroots groups that have really sprung up, I think. And you have great community advocates out there doing their job as well, you know, like keeping it visible. But I think the one thing I want to say, you know, I know people I know are going to be listening to this, people at all these levels, like, I really do believe that everyone working on this at government, in the community, has a shared goal, has the best intentions, and we all want the same thing. And it can get very fraught. It can be like, you're not doing enough. You're doing too much. You're not listening. You know, we're all doing our best, and we do have this shared goal, and we've got to deal with all the red tape and the regulation. And
Mancini was speaking on an MSO News podcast regarding the complex issues contributing to the pollution at Kings Beach. This weekend, Salem's So Sweet is returning. Dustin Luca features a story today in the Salem News that Salem Main Streets and the Salem Chamber of Commerce will hold the 22nd annual Salem's So Sweet Chocolate and Ice Sculpture Festival throughout the downtown this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Information can be obtained online at salemsosweet.com. We have a link up on this post for easy access to all of this weekend's sweet details. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins return to action after the All-Star break tonight when they play host to Calgary. The Celtics will host Atlanta tomorrow night. Beanpot hockey from last night. BU over BC 4-3 and Northeastern edged Harvard 3-2. So BU meets Northeastern next Monday for the championship. The Manchester Essex boys basketball team beat Newburyport 54-42 last night to improve to 15-0 on the season. It was just the first loss of the season in the Cape Ann League for Newburyport. This is Manchester Essex coach Tim St. Laurent after the game.
Well, you know, you and I talk about this often. We just need to get through the first quarter. We need to get to see what the other team's doing, settle down, you know, and make the right adjustments. You know, this place was rocking. They came in there. We just made the right adjustments, and I have tremendous athletes, and everyone wants to talk about Cade and Eddie and their offensive abilities and the rest of that, but, you know, if you come watch the Hornets play, you know it's all about our defense that propels everything.
Yeah, Rob, you mentioned Cade. He struggled shooting the ball early on, even all night. I don't know what his final percentage was, but he started to hit some shots. I mean, how does he have that mentality just to keep going at it?
Shoot or shoot. You know, shoot or shoot, players play. And, it was tough to realize how good of a defender Zero was on the other team. And you guys saw that with your own eyes. I think that caught Cade off a little bit at first because he just isn't used to someone actually staying with him. But he settled down. We got him the ball in the paint a little bit, got his confidence going, and then he hit a big three on that ISO we called for him down the stretch and shoot or shoot in Cade shot. So
Coach St. Laurent with Giannino, the sports editor for the Gloucester Times. We do have a scoreboard post up there with information on the scores from last night's action. And tonight, one hoop note, the Marblehead Peabody boys basketball game that was suspended a while ago this season will resume tonight late in the first quarter with Peabody up, I think, by just a couple of points. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And North Shore Today Extra is next with some extra information on last night's Manchester Essex win over Newburyport. This is MSONewsSports.com.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is North Shore Today Extra, giving voice to the North Shore. And today we're giving extra voice to the Manchester Essex boys basketball win last night over Newburyport, 54-42. Manchester Essex now 15-0 on the season. That was just the first loss in the Cape Ann League for Newburyport. Nice game last night. We will hear from Manchester Essex head coach Tim St. Laurent and the leading scorer in the game, Cade Versey, who scored 24 points for Manchester Essex. First up, Manchester Essex coach Tim St. Laurent talking with myself and Nick Giannino, the sports editor for the Gloucester Times, after last night's game.
Well, you know, you and I talk about this often. We just need to get through the first quarter. We need to get to see what the other team's doing, settle down, you know, and make the right adjustments. You know, this place was rocking. They came in there. And we just made the right adjustments, and I have tremendous athletes. And everyone wants to talk about Cade and Eddie and their offensive abilities and the rest of that. But, you know, if you come watch the Hornets play, you know it's all about our defense that propels everything.
Yeah, Rob, you mentioned Cade. He struggled shooting the ball early on, even all night. I don't know what his final percentage was, but he started to hit some shots. I mean, how does he have that mentality just to keep going at it?
Shoot or shoot. You know, shoot or shoot, players play. And it was tough to realize how good of a defender Zero was on the other team. And you guys saw that with your own eyes. I think that caught Cade off a little bit at first because he just isn't used to someone actually staying with him. But he settled down. We got him the ball in the paint a little bit, got his confidence going, and then he hit a big three on that ISO we called for him down the stretch, and shoot or shoot, and Cade shot. So.
Did you notice anything defensively that you guys were able to, turn it up a notch a little bit? Because, I mean, first quarter they scored 16 points, and then next three quarters you held them pretty much.
You know, it's the same thing all the time. First quarter, see what the scheme is, see what the sets they put against our zone, make the adjustments, which good teams do, and then tighten up the screws for the final three quarters, and that's what we continue to do all year long. They came in and they stuck it to us a little bit, but good thing. The big reason was getting 22 in foul trouble, getting him out of the game because he's a long defender. He's the key because he's slipping in and out of the middle, in and out of the corner. They move him around like a moving target. Because he's with him and Finn, they have all good players, but 22 moves it around, and we were ready for it. We got him in foul trouble, and that helped us out a lot and get us our confidence coming into halftime.
And then just a bigger picture, obviously this was a matchup you were looking forward to, two of the best teams in the Cal. What does this do for your team moving forward now, moving to 15?
You know, we knew going into this week we had three monster games in a row. Okay, it starts with Newburyport. Okay, that's one check. We have a great team in Georgetown coming in, very well coached, very well schemed. He schemes best than one of the best coaches in the North Shore. He'll have more schemes, than he knows what to do for us. And then we got Burke on Monday. So we got one game at a time. That's how we've been doing it all year, not looking ahead. We just get ready. We enjoy this one, and then go back to the film and get ready for Thursday versus Georgetown.
Last thing for me, anyone in particular that stood out to you outside of Cade and Eddie?
Because well, it really was a complete effort. It was the first time this year, when we were at Peabody, everyone wants to talk about the Peabody win. Mm-hmm. And I always say the first thing I say, we got Hurd and we got Zeltzer rotating in every 4 minutes. Once we got a little bit of a cushion, I went with Zeltzer and Hurd on the floor together in the zone. First time we did it this year, it's something I knew if I had a lead versus just an unbelievable team, I'd have to do that. And I thought that having them on the floor while we were chipping away, starting to get some momentum, getting stops, and then Cade started to heat at the same time, it really worked together for us today.
Awesome. And your perimeter players were knocking the ball free. You were forcing some turnovers out there defensively.
Yeah. I mean, we rotate. We're a really, really smart ball club, and we rotate really hard together. We work on it hard, and they hold each other accountable, which I love about them. We're in the huddle there. They're giving me a break, telling each other where we got to get it. I can lean on them at halftime and say, I give them my pitch, what I see, and then what do you guys see? What do you want? And then we're able to, get it going for us.
Finally, what about the defense they were playing on Eddie tonight?
Yeah, we got him in foul trouble. So I like going into it. We talked about it. Yes, when we talked yesterday, they have two very Eddie 6'6". They got two 6'4" oxes that are just strong, tough kids offensively and defensively. I thought they did a good job. I thought they started helping out, and when we did it, we were able to make some shots, but they rotate really well. We're used to hitting, banging down some threes. They rotated hard, but it all started with defense, and we got that done and got a good – we held a very good team to hold them to that number is not something I could even dreamed of. So
Tim St. Laurent, boys basketball coach, Manchester Essex. Now their point guard, Cade Fursey, who scored 24 points in last night's game.
It was all defense tonight. Offense, well,
I got it.
All right. Offense, well, it wasn't falling for much of the game, so we knew we just had to grind in defensively to beat this kind of team.
Yeah. You personally struggled early to get your shot going, but I think you hit a couple jumpers in that third quarter to get yourself going. How do you have that mentality to just keep shooting?
Well, I just have confidence in my shot and in my game to know I can get to the basket. I know those shots will fall, I was just missing. It wasn't anything they were doing special.
Right.
Zero's a good defender, but I had confidence in myself to hit those shots down the stretch.
You mentioned the defense. What in particular was working well? I know you threw some different looks at him, some matchup zones, some man-to-man.
Yeah.
What in particular were you?
The matchup zone we run is really good. We communicate really well. We know where the shooters are, and our game plan was just we executed perfectly on defense.
They got a couple big guys down there, right? You don't face that every day in the Cal. So Eddie had his work cut out for him tonight, but he held his own, obviously. I mean, how big was that to have Eddie in the middle?
Awesome. Eddie's an animal. I love having him. He's huge. Grabs every board. He played amazing defense tonight. I had two fouls. That was the goal, to keep him out of foul trouble. He played hands-up defense the whole night, and it was huge for us.
So 15-0 now, this was the one you guys really wanted to get. I know you got some out-of-conference matchups coming up towards the end of the year, but how's it feel to get this one, and what can you do to ride the momentum now?
Awesome. This feels great. This is the team to beat outside of us in the Cal. We took care of business, and it's on to the next one. We still want more.
Did you change up your defense at all after the first quarter? Because they had a little lead early on in the game.
We mixed in a little man. But we stick to our zone. We trust our zone. It just took a little bit to get used to their physicality. And once we got used to it, we stuck with our zone.
What about the defense they were playing on Eddie tonight?
They would play an interesting defense. They doubled him a little bit. But it created opportunities for our other players to catch and shoot and knock down those shots.
Manchester Essex guard Cade Fursey, again a 24-point scorer last night, talking with myself and, of course, Nick Giannino, the sports editor for the Gloucester Times, at Manchester Essex High School last night after their huge Cape Ann League win. This is North Shore Today Extra. A special thanks to all the folks over there at Manchester Essex for making it a great night of high school basketball. This is North Shore Today Extra here on MSONewsSports.com.